This is Organizing, an X-Men Movieverse fanfic written by Lalejandra and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and takes place post-X2. Bobby Drake, 1, is never called Robert. 2, is comfortable being the resident dork, even though it's not his preferred role. 3, knows he has a nice smile. 4, is a real, honest-to-gosh superhero, like in a comic book and bedtime stories, which is pretty wicked. 5, thinks saving the world and helping keep mutant kind safe is scary shit. 6, doesn't understand why everyone can't just leave each other alone. His favorite things to think about, in no particular order, are 1. Rogue. 2. Staying at Professor Xavier's school forever. 3. Rocky Road ice cream. Almost melting, but not quite. 4. The perfect green blade of grass. Frozen. 5. Writing down some of the weirder things that have happened to him in a wicked cool book. 6. Fire. Sometimes he thinks about things he wishes he didn't. This includes 1. The sweat on Wolverine's face, the bulges of muscles, the fluid movements. Does Bobby wish to be him, or is he afraid of him? Maybe a little of both, but he doesn't want to think about it long enough to figure it out. 2. Rogue always calls him Bobby, but he always calls her Rogue. She always calls Wolverine Logan, and he calls her Marie. But Bobby calls him Wolverine, and he calls Bobby Iceman when he's not calling him Kid. 3. Cyclops crying. 4. Death, war, destruction. People wanted to kill him. Wanted to lock him up because of his genetics, because he's different. And this time tomorrow, he could be dead. 5. Cockroaches. 6. John. When Bobby jerks off, the pictures that flash are 1. Rogue's voice, her breathy moans, sharp cries, glazed eyes, parted mouth. He's seen her naked, kind of, and he knows what she should look like because John has had all those porn mags. 2. Ice, frost, wind, cold, hail. 3. Mystique and her copper hair and blue body, and how she's naked all the time, even when it looks like she's wearing clothes. 4. The sweat on Wolverine's face, the bulges of muscles, the fluid movements. This has nothing to do with wanting to be him, and everything to do with being afraid of him. And, Bobby thinks, it has a lot to do with the fact that he gets to call Rogue Marie. And sometimes maybe it just has a little to do with the fact that he calls Bobby Iceman. 5. Saving the world, being happy, living forever with his friends in an insulated bubble. 6. John. Fire. John. Bobby never talks about 1. Rogue. Not since the night the commandos broke in, and he watched her unwrap Wolverine's dog tags from her wrist and hand them over. If he's honest with himself, he knew it already, and it was beaten into him when she made him go back for Wolverine, when she was so careful not to touch him as they ran through the hallways. He can't blame her. Maybe he'd make the same decision. She's faking it now, pretending like she doesn't know he knows. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe this is all in his own head, but he doesn't think so. Especially because lately, Wolverine's been coming to the kitchen at midnight, 1 a.m., and offering Bobby bottles from his hidden cache of beer. 2. War. Death. Destruction. This time tomorrow, he could be dead. 3. Dr. Gray. Nobody talks about her. Everybody thinks about her all the time, but nobody talks about her. 4. Being a mutant. Actually existing as a mutant. The origin of the powers and why they're there. Existence. 5. His family. He pretends they don't exist. They pretend he doesn't exist. This is an arrangement that works well for everyone, since he hates them. He loves them, but he hates them. He has vowed to never return to Boston. He will never forgive them. They will never forgive him. It hurts, but he ruthlessly locks his feelings out. That's life. 6. John. Bobby may have chosen Rogue without even knowing it, without even realizing what he was doing. But John knew. John knew what was going on and didn't say anything. John knew all about it, and still he chose everything but Bobby. The end.